Mormons land are living on, find out. And if you can find ways to contribute to Indigenous land sovereignty, whether it's mutual aid funds or working in your community, whatever it might be, I encourage you to do it. All right. In the background, we've got I Got Heaven by Mannequin Pussy playing. And we're going to head over to the music now, but keep it tuned to 101.9 FM. We will have interviews with the exhibitors here at the Anarchist Book Fair coming up throughout the day. We're going to be broadcasting from 12 until 2. So there's lots to listen to, and there's going to be some great music. I'm just realizing that there's something playing underneath me talking, so I just stopped that. Hopefully you were still able to hear what I was saying. Anyways, all right, let's listen to some music.
drive down some dirty old street, and then you bought yourself some ice, and you never found the prick, and now you're passed out on the ground to the sound of the beat. I got a good love and I feel my love is good. I watch my good God like a movie and I scream, oh my God is in the air, I guess I always knew he would be. Yeah, I cut up my God, he's never gonna drip down to me now. I got a nosebleed and my blood tastes like God. I see the Spanish stars and I wanna fly away, but babe, my body's on the ground with the dogs outside the pound, and I think I gotta sleep, but I'm definitely too fucked up to dream. Little sick thing, you had your fun. Yeah, your heart's all play.
put me off, mate.
There was an ad in the cupboard.
You gave me the it.
There was an ad in the cupboard.
You were texting for a bit.
There was an ad in the cupboard.
Then we went on a date.
There was an ad in the cupboard.
We hit it off. You were funny. I liked you and you came back to my place. You stayed over and the next morning we chilled and watched Drag Race. But then on the second date you basically handed me the hammer. Practically placed the nail onto the wood. Smashed that nail firmly into the coffin when you let out a shush. You shushed me in the cinema. You shushed me in the cinema. You do not shush me in the cinema.
Tuesday. I'm always waiting for. Thank you. Here's another thing that flew up in my mind, like the razor blade in her wrist, locked in a closet of Deep Space Nine. Deposit for a wasted life, I lost it with a sweepstakes eye and another fucking fight. A junkie in the queue for the library line, that's another lost sight. A stabbing of his eyes, her veins are now popping like blue train lines. Still bumping on the bathroom floor, and not for the frost or what? The mirror thought it saw, he got a clearer thought and pulled it straight out. You got me jumping from a real safe height. I wanna fool forever if you ain't by my side. I wanna fool forever if you ain't in my life.
Are we good? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're here at the Anarchist Book Fair, and you're listening to CITR at 101.9 FM. And we're going to be interviewing some people here that have come out and selling their products for us. So, yeah.
All right. Welcome to the interview. Welcome to CITR. To begin, why don't you introduce your booth for us? Give us a little, a plug, a promo.
Hello, it's so nice to be here. We're representing the Rudy Press table. So we are an anarchist collective that prints our own zines, but we also reprint some zines from the past. We also redistribute zines that were, you know, that's been published in other parts of Canada. So yeah, we're like an eclectic collective that tries to, you know, collect zines that excite us, that align with our values, and find ways to redistribute the funds back to grassroots causes and also the makers of the zines, wherever that's possible. Yeah.
That's really cool. Can you talk a little bit more about the values that you try to spread and promote and hold to in your collective?
Okay. I would say we're primarily abolitionist. So the way our collective started was to try and talk about the Parks Board in Vancouver and how they were pinkwashing their way through Pride Festival, you know, events where they could sell their wares and kind of, yeah, basically pinkwash their way through, I guess. So, yeah, I think the values that motivate us are talking about what does... you know, a world without oppressive institutions look like. So our zines talk about indigenous resistance that opposed the Canadian state. We talk about, you know, we have a zine talking about caste. So yeah, I would say we're mostly abolitionist, and then we find multiple ways to have that conversation. Yeah.
Could you talk about more what anarchism means to you in your own words and why that's important for you to be here today?
I love that. Do you want to go for that?
I think for me, it's the idea that like we all have over-reliance on the state, and actually we do have the capacity to take care of ourselves and each other. But the ways in which like the government comes in and takes away that power from people so that they're forced to rely on these kind of carceral institutions. So, you know, if you're having a mental health crisis, there aren't enough resources and people don't have the experience and the training or trust themselves to take care of each other. So instead, they're forced into kind of carceral institutions. And that's particularly like targeted towards essentially people like that the government doesn't find desirable. So like unhoused folks, poor people, indigenous people are deliberately targeted by these institutions. So anarchism is kind of, you know, it means a lot of different things to different people, but is, yeah, just about kind of not having that reliance on the state and decreasing the state's intervention wherever possible, because they will just try and sneak in there.
Yeah. I think that's so important too, to like think about that, and just even just being here today, get people thinking about that, students that maybe they wouldn't have come across otherwise. So thank you so much for being here and talking to us. And
yeah, thank you for chatting with us.
Yeah. Okay.
You stop it out before I finish. on my arm and I scream out wow. Nicotine, can't quit. Two's up, two's down. You stop it out before I finish. On my arm and I scream out wow. Doorman, let me in the door. Spend all my money, you ain't getting no more wages. Sure, sir. Sir, are you sure? Ensure I'm not a mop. You can track across the floor. Inside, shell shock. She's standing with the guy. Guys, your man, stare him out real polite. No, please, no thanks. Wanna drink, I'm alright. Beer goggles on, pull the wall, now I'm blind. Clear as day, I can see. You made me melt. Sun ice cream. You smooth like felt. Soft to the touch. Can't quit it. Two's up, two's down. You stop it out before I finish. On my arm and I scream out wow. Nicotine, can't quit it. Two's up, two's down. You stop it out before I finish. On my arm and I scream out wow.
Just about any type of drug is in, but glue sniffing ranks equal number one with cheap booze.
Hello!
Cyril is a glue man, and his outlook on life is invariably through a plastic bag. Even on the street, he has something up his sleeve to make work more tolerable.
The only thing that no one takes Cyril in, you know, if I do, we kick him out. It's the thing that, that's the thing that is really, really bad for you. Most people take things in moderation, you know.
Love me standing up on the chair. I'm gonna stand down from the chair.
Just like all the guests had heads, so I had to stand up on the chair. But I just want to say, like,
things for me in my own life. I know everyone's going through that things, but it's not easy at the minute. Do you get what I mean? Like my ma, like she's dying, and like she's probably a fucking hell. I said I was like I'm gonna keep it together, but but yeah, is that that stopped us going homeless and like? There's some things money can't fix, do you know what I mean? There's some things money can't fix, but it's gonna be a lot easier having a house. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I just wanna say thanks so much.
Come on, kid.
So well, and if you don't know it, I wrote you this tune to be here loving you when I'm in the tune. I've headed the hack now from Dublin to Paris, and if there was sunshine, it was never on me. So close the rain, so pronounced is the pain. Yeah. Thank you.
selling genocide and have got pride. I understand I had to be there from the stand. I had to be the fucking man. It was a clamor of the life. I sucked the ring off every hand. Had a ploy and me with drink, even met with their demands. When the cherries lined up, I kept the spoilings for myself till I had 30 ways of dying. Looking at me from the shelf, cloud padded smile I had. A real good shawl I was, but this island's run by sharks with children's bones stuck in their jaws. Now the morning's filled with cokies trying to talk you through it all. Is their mammy being a gal and is their daddy being a bar? And they say they love the land, but they don't feel it goes away. Pull a mirror to their youth and they will only see their face. Next, flowers read like broadsheets, every young man wants to die. Say it to the man who profits and the bastard walks boy. And the bastard walks boy. And the bastard walks boy. Say it to him 50 times and still the bastard won't cry. Well, I lie.
I love you, I love you, I told you I. It's all I've ever felt, I've never felt so well. And if you don't know it, I wrote you this tune to be here loving you when I'm in the tomb. System in a hat, you only had it before. Echo, 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 the lights they go, the lights they go, the lights they go. And I'm heading for the cookies. I will tell about it all. But they're gonna feel a gale and the veil of being a bar. Now the flowers read like branches. Every young man wants to die. Say it to the man in profits and the bastard walks boy. And the bastard walks boy. And the bastard walks boy. Say it to a 50 times and still the bastard won't cry. Well, I lie.
says I've got flappy giblets, and I spend another $10 a month to chat with her on the AI chat program. It feels great. Australian, I never really listen when he's talking about himself. Exotic breeds especially. Is Bogdan my enemy? Does he want the best for me? What's he doing with my teeth? Is he taking them to Australia? His folks have seen some shit. I seem like such a bitch. His folks have seen some shit. I seem like such a bitch. 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 I found a crouton underneath the futon. Mama said I couldn't eat it, cause all my teeth are gone. My personality is based on food now. Take it from Bogdan, he's my veterinarian. His folks are from Croatia. They've been through some shit, man. I seem like such a bitch when I talk about Swedish politics.
Give me no price. Looking back on where I thought I was a bride. Listen up, little babies. Let's dance the American smooth. In your voices.
Thank you.
Slip on your long stale slip-ons and move. And move. And move. And move. Just like that. Back in my school. In the day, back to the future. Again, do you like dancing? Slip on your long stale slip-ons and sway. And sway. And sway. And sway. Just like that.
Hello, this is Emily from Bad Buddy, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver's home of rock and roll.